Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Gillette Police investigating suspicious activity at Foothills Theater. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Police are investigating a suspicious incident after a Foothills Theater employee reported seeing a masked individual on the roof of the Studio City Foothills Theater late Wednesday night. According to Police Captain Eric Voss, a 22-year-old employee called police shortly before midnight after spotting an unknown masked man on top of the roof. Officers searched both the inside and outside of the theater, but were unable to locate anyone. Police deployed a drone to assist in searching the area, but the suspect was not found. Investigators did discover what appeared to be tampering to an air conditioner unit on the roof. Police say the case remains an active and ongoing investigation, and anyone with information is encouraged to contact the Gillette Police Department. Campbell County approves lower mill levy, adopts $142.9 million budget. Campbell County property owners will see a very small tax reduction after county commissioners voted to lower the county's mill levy from 10.95 mills to 10.45 mills. The reduction was approved on a 3-2 vote during Tuesday's budget meeting, with Commissioners Scott Clem and Jim Ford voting against the proposal. County officials say Campbell County is already one of just two counties in Wyoming that levies less than the 12 mills allowed under the state constitution. Commissioner Scott Clem provided an example on his Facebook page of what the small change would do for homeowners in the community. For the owner of a $350,000 home, for example, the half mill reduction amounts to a savings of about $12.50 a year. Commissioner Clem said about the proposed change to the mill levy,
"But if we go down to 10.45 and then we lose another $1.7 million, we are going to be in deficit spending. And my problem is, if we can lower taxes, that's great. But I don't want to make a bad situation worse, because I think that's what happened with some of the things in the past, is people just kind of maybe went a little fast and loose, and we're going to guess and we're going to do things, and look where it got us. I would rather get our financial ducks in a row and get all of our data corrected, and hopefully by the end of this next year, we will have all of that completed, and the next commission, whoever that happens to be, will be in a better situation as far as knowing what the financial data they're working with. But it's all a guess."
Commissioners also approved the county's $142.9 million budget for fiscal year 2026-27, roughly $3 million less than last year's budget. The sheriff's office remains the county's largest funded elected office at more than $22.4 million, while funding continues for services including the jail, roads, parks, library, museum, complex, and public safety. County officials say they're continuing to work to catch up on overdue financial audits, with the goal of bringing county financial reporting back up to date by the end of the year. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.